Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. State law requires students who attend private schools under one of the school's voucher programs, the state's school voucher programs, to take standardized reading tests known as the TCAP. Some lawmakers want to change that. This would apply to the first voucher program Tennessee adopted, called Education Savings Accounts, or ESAs, Chalkbeat reports. This comes after the state test results showed ESA students performed worse than their counterparts at public schools. The bill is sponsored by State Senate Majority Leader Jack Johnson. He says that students attending private schools learn under different teaching methods and study different curriculum, so using the same tests wouldn't be appropriate. The bill has sparked backlash. Williamson County School Board member Eric Welch says if those schools can't produce similar testing results, they shouldn't get state funding. Controversy followed the launch of AI music-generating platforms like Suno and Udio. They got sued by the major labels for training their AI models on copyrighted music without permission or compensation. But then the labels started making deals to get their pieces of the profits. At first, songwriter Kevin Griffin with the band Better Than Ezra found it concerning that music makers like him had no say in what was happening with their work in the age of AI.
So I can stick my head in the sand and throw up my hands, say, here's another thing that's going to cannibalize my songwriting career. Or I can say, I want to do something that advocates for me as a songwriter and my peers.
So Griffin helped found Soundbreak, which brings songwriters and AI together in a different way. You can hear the whole story from senior music reporter Julie Height on WPLN.org. One of the biggest economic development deals ever inked in Tennessee has taken a major step forward. The Nashville Business Journal reports executives from Korea Zinc came to Clarksville in person to officially close on the purchase of a factory and two mining sites. The plan is to add 420 jobs over the next several years while investing more than $6.5 billion in expanding the facilities. They'll produce 13 different mineral products, 11 of which are considered crucial to making electronics and computers used in the defense, aerospace, and automotive industries. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.